Hello, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. It's a pleasure speaking with you today.
Hi, Felicia. This is Pam. I participated in a something that I thought was something else, and I would like to cancel it.
Okay, one moment.
It was, it identified as a poll survey.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
92026.
Thank you. One moment.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It was the connection seemed to be sketchy.
Okay, verify for me, if you will, your address.
10344 Stonehurst Drive, Escondido, California.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, looks like you...
Yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to look over the account here. I see where you completed the survey for the KitchenAid.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So you paid.
So I was under the impression from the survey that it was giving me an opportunity to make this purchase, but it's a drawing for that item.
So, yes, it is a drawing for the order. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, yes, I would like to cancel that.
Okay, let me have your zip code again. My computer screen just completely froze up on me.
92026.
Okay, verify the first and last name for me.
Pam Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay. Okay. And confirm your address for me, Ms. Morin.
10344 Stonehurst Drive.
Thank you. Okay. So, yes, ma'am, your email is ppwarren@cox.net.
Correct.
Okay. So, I do see where you did the entry into the sweepstake offer. And you paid that shipping cost.
Is that what that was?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, it was a little confusing, and I should have delved further into it.
Well, that's fine, ma'am. Did you read over the terms and conditions?
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, I thought it was sponsored by Kohl's.
Okay. So you'll have that KitchenAid set. You have the entry for the sweepstake offer, and if selected, they will ship that out to you. But you do have the membership if you want to leave the account active.
You're saying that if I win, then I would win the KitchenAid thing. Right?
That's correct.
But
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Not like I purchased anything, right?
You have not purchased anything. You paid the entry fee, which is $7.95. Now, also, now with that entry, it comes a monthly membership.
Okay. Yeah. I want to cancel all of this.
Okay, I can go ahead and cancel out that as well for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just in case this shows up on my credit card statement, can you tell me what it would be under?
Okay. Well, I went ahead and got that updated for you. And is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Did you just cancel that? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. So
I'm going to give you a
confirmation.
Yes, I'm going to give you a confirmation number.
Okay.
C as in cancel.
Uh-huh.
262.
Mm-hmm.
749.
Mm-hmm.
500.
Okay. And so there will be no charges, correct?
That's correct. You will see that refund for $7.95 back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So it wasn't $19.99 or
No, the only amount that you was charged was $7.95, ma'am.
Yes. And then will this also be wiped so that I'm not receiving?
It will be. Yes, ma'am.
Terrific. Thank you. And like I said, should this show up on my credit card statement, what would be the name on it?
Discount Gadgets.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help, Felicia. You have
no
a good
problem.
Evening.
You as well, Ms. Warren. Thanks for calling Customer Care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.